Yes, Connie, that's very difficult to do, and it takes a lot of letting go. And sometimes, right now, in my stage in life after 12 years, I sometimes find it very difficult to revert to English. You know, there are sometimes I forget an English word and I can only say it in Portuguese. You know, that's how much it's become a part of me. And all our programs and all our courses and all our work plans and all our team ministry is done in Portuguese. And Corrine has been very good in this. She translates most of it in English so that the community here has something, because Marge insists that we have it translated. Now, my job, you know, like I organized a community pastoral plan, because the 4 days we were together, we talked about what we wanted to do in the group, but there wasn't any organization in it. So my job was, the first thing the bishop asked me to do was organize some kind of a pastoral plan. So that meant I had to really and truly go to the aims, objectives, and goals of the Brazilian church, and then put it into our Prelazia's aims and goals and objectives, and then do each one for each parish. So it was a fine work, and it really has been helpful. And I left it there because we were going to have our pastoral meeting in August, but the bishop has changed it to October. That's what I wanted them to evaluate. We have something now to sit down and say, how did we do with this? It's in our hands. And it was very successful. In fact, at the bishop's meeting, they asked us for one of our plans. There is something that we can offer them, and that's the fact that we know how to say things in an outright form and concise. They do not. And another involvement is that I work with a Jesuit priest. His name is Father Albino Ternes, and he works for the land problem, because that's a very serious problem in Brazil. And he writes a peace and justice newspaper that's called the Paneiro. And I do some of the artwork on it. I do some of the interpretations in the line of symbols and stuff like that that makes easy for the people to understand. But I'm always after him because it becomes such a lengthy newspaper or a lengthy bulletin, sometimes 16, 18, 20 pages long. And it's very difficult for our people to really read it and understand it. So I know that we really have something to offer in putting things in concise. Sometimes I don't have it, but I can always go to somebody else that I know has it. For me, it was scary to assume a responsibility like that, because I had never assumed any kind of responsibility. And yet, it was God's grace, because I knew that I had to let go of Borba, because there were new people coming in, and because I had been there so long, because the people knew me, they knew how I act, they knew my thought pattern, they would always come to me. And I, in community, we talked about it, and so it became a hard thing. And I knew that I had to let go, but I didn't know how. And I first thought perhaps it was a sign of the time I was to leave the mission. The time for me to leave has come. But I didn't feel comfortable in it. There wasn't any peace. You know, I would keep saying that, but in my heart I really didn't feel the peace. And then when this came out, I just felt that it was a way of the Lord telling me to stay on, and I could let go. I really could let go. And it has been really great, because Janice and Corrine, I think, have really encouraged me a whole lot in this, because they have a new sense of doing things, but they never give up on going back and checking with me. They really respect my opinion. And if they ask me for my opinion and what I think, I really give it to them. But if they don't, then I let them go on their own. So I've been able to really let go of Borba. And my new job also takes me away from Borba a whole lot. Sometimes I go upriver and I stay for a month or 2 months. And downriver, you know, it's just been really good. And because this coordination secretarial job is just sort of part-time for me, it's not an all-time job, I will have time to work on the river, to visit these small basic communities, not only in the area of Borba, but I will go to the other places. And because Janice and Corrine are in charge of the pastoral ministry in Borba, that will allow Mary Morgan to work in two places. She can come with me if she chooses to do so, or she can work in the parish also. You know, which means it's like another dimension of the dream coming true, in which we can really and truly make use of all our resources in a much better way. I know a whole lot about the Parousia. It comes in on me more than it does on the bishop. And I don't mean that in a real uncharitable way. But you know, he's getting old and he just doesn't have that energy to really cope with the newness and the different things that happen within the Parousia. So it's been kind of good. I can accept it, you know, when I go and see what's happening and how it's happening, and then I do communicate with him. I either communicate with the bishop in word or I do it in writing, you know. And I also plan everything with him, you know. If they ask for me to come, the priest writes a letter and says, would you please come? Well, then I get down and I show him the letter so that he knows that I'm not doing this without his approval.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Bishop of the Prophecy.
Yes, it is. However, in Nova Linda, our sisters will be under the jurisdiction, or they will work on the team with the pastor there in Nova Linda. And the pastor will probably have more contact with the bishop. But the overall authority is the bishop. So that's where we are right now. I feel that that is another dimension to a dream, you know. I just feel like I want to get it started. I want to bring it together. And I think it has made the bishop happy, even though at times I think it threatens him that I have to assume some of his authority. You know, I sometimes don't know how to read into that. And if I become very honest, I think I frighten the bishop very much. But I do believe that deep down, he is basically happy that somebody is beginning to build something or create something that another bishop can come in and know what is happening. You know? And he doesn't have that many years. He will be 70, so I don't know how long he can keep up with the kind of activity and movement in the church.